I remember hearing somewhere that peace is the enemy of memory. I remember not understanding. Now I wonder if whoever said that has any clue just how right they are. I wonder if they lived long enough to find out. Peace, prosperity, progress. I'm convinced we're just not evolved enough as a species to be able to handle them in large doses. We're not ready to lose our animalistic side, that raw, competitive core which drives us, the heart of our very nature, that which allows us to fight, to survive. When you take that away from us, when you meet our every need, we languish as a species. At first, we all revel in the new luxury, the rest, the ability to pursue other passions. At best, we get bored and create new types of drama. We feed the beast inside on a diet of petty and base conflicts, often invented from nothing. It's a paltry diet, but it keeps us from losing our edge. At worst, well, here we are, aren't we? We starved the beast inside. Come to find out, the beast was there to keep a darker madness at bay. It's not evil or good. It's the dark id to the ego of our inner beast, formerly cloaked by the superego we called society. We built our glittering utopian towers, crystal shards slicing the sky itself, surrounded by streets of stone we wrought and formed and shaped to suit our very desires. What a piece of work is man! How noble in reason! How infinite in faculty! How full of shit! The skies themselves broke and bled and fell. Crystal and stone and flesh alike paid the price of our hubris. You and I, scattered and tattered scraps and remnants, are all that remain. We must never forget the lesson of the streets. Even stone will crack and break and rend under the pressure of pride. Are you stronger than stone? Don't worry, I know you can't respond all trussed up like that. I'll give you your chance to speak. Time for a test of your mettle, then. I'll temper the very pride out of you if need be. I'll start by asking one simple question. Where is the girl being kept?